error. Or answer, like we said before, no, it could be, that we're talking about now, even when you get chorus, that the problem only was, kibay v'shasay, that the question of kiva holds, you cannot give two punishments. The Hebrew question of the kiva, alav shanitam azoras mrs. Bezdin will not bother me. In other words, if you do not receive misa, maybe you would receive malchus. But the kiva is only arguing, when you really receive mrs. Bezdin, we cannot give you malchus, kibay v'shasay, we can't give you two punishments. The question was, when you receive chorus also, you're receiving a punishment, how come we could give you malchus? Yes, like I said before, Shemosa Tshuva Bezdin Shemala Mechalem, that a chayav chorus is never for sure. Maybe the person will do Tshuva Shlema, but we spoke about Bezdin Shemala knows if the person does Tshuva Shlema or not, and they'll accept it. It's possible he's freed from chorus. So therefore, we could give him malchus. What did he ask before, though? Mara Mata, what did he ask before? On the Yavit Tshuva, that maybe did not do Tshuva right now. So my answer is right now, let's seek a Mitzvah of Chorus. Still, it's not called for sure that he has a Chiyuv Chorus upon him. Rashi says, Hayuvu Toli B'Tshuva, since it's still hanging to see whether he'll do Tshuva or not. So close amount the person is not killed, it's not for sure yet that he will have a Chiyuv Chorus. That also is not called Kedei Rishasai. The Rishasai means Bezdin cannot give, or not even Bezdin, according to Stratnam, even Chorus. If it would have been for sure, you cannot receive two punishments for sure. But Chorus is not called you receiving a punishment for sure. It's not for sure you have a key of Chorus upon you. Maybe you'll do Tshuva, then the Chorus will go off you. So therefore right now, all we're giving you is one punishment, Malchus. That's not a problem from Kedei Rishasai. Such chat from our Mishnah, from the Kiva Shikon, that by Chayav Krisis you do receive Malchus. There's no problem, Kedei Rishasai, because it's not called for sure that you have the key of Chorus upon you. Maybe that you do Tshuva. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Gama, now that Rabbi Yitzchak says that even Chayav Krisis is proper for Malchus. Why? He says, Chayav Krisis, the Chlal Hoyu. In the Parsha of Arroyus, after Torah said all the Arroyus, it says one time the Nichrusu, he got Chorus for all these Averus. So the question is, for Lomay Yotzes Chorus Biachosei, how come the Torah says separately, if you live with your sister, again you receive Chorus? So Rabbi Yitzchak Dashins, Lidonai B'Chorus, V'Lay B'Malchus. It's special, because there's a custom here, that Chayav Krisis do not receive Malchus. It says separately, Biachosei, that Chorus, when you have Chorus, there's only Chorus, and nothing else. There's never Malchus. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, not like our Mishnah. Now the most question for Rabbanan is so, Chorus B'Achosei normally, what did Rabbanan do with this extra posik? That it says if you live with your sister extra, it says you receive Chorus a second time, why? So when it says Poshid, L'Chalik, we need it L'Chalik. But if you live with two different Eves, you Chayiv twice. What's Megaritu? You Chayiv two Chatois, if you do it to Shegig, you Chayiv twice. But she says L'Chalik. If you share Kolal, Kolal Reis B'Chorus Achas. Like this is only one chayv because four of them. Hayinu Aymer, Mosim Kulim, Belamechad, Eina Chayv Alachas. I would have thought if you're over all the 18 Arroyos, how many of them are? You're over all of them, the Belamech with one forgetting, maybe you only chayv one chattis. How do I know if each chet you chayv a separate chattis? The Kach Yotz across the Chayz on the Chalik. The Vidova show you the Chalav, Yotz on the Chalav, Lumen Alatzman, Alchayv Aleh, Latzman. Your teacher, but just like here, Yechayiv, every other Erev also, for each one separately, Yechayiv a separate Chatois, Chatois. So that's what we do with the extra word of Chorus by Achosei. This is a Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Shemosan Kulam Belamechot, if you live with all different arrays, with one forgetting, Chayiv HaKolachas V'Yachas, you should know for every one, Yechayiv a separate Chatois, a separate Korban. Why? From this pasuk of Achosei. For Rabbi Yitzchak, for the Gemara of Saul, Lechalik Minole, he uses the word Lechalik Achosei to teach us that there's no Malchus. So how does he know this klal that with all the arrays for each one is a separate korban Minole? So where it says Nafti, learns that from another pasuk. It says also V'el Isha Benidas Tumosoi. So next to word Isha, the word Isha is extra. Rashi says, "Nivel Isha, the Martin Lenichtav Ulunida Le Sikra." The Chassid should have said, "Do not go near a Nida." Why is there the extra word? Nivel Al Isha, the Nida to Masai. So the word Isha is extra. Lechayiv Al Kol Isha V'Isha. But each with every isha, if she's a separate erva to you, each one of them is a separate chet, and you chayav a korban each one separately. That's the drasha lechali. For the Gemara said that's a good drasha. For Rabbanan nami, tepeglay mehai. If so, you according to Rabbanan sheet also. Why do I need achosai? The Kor is there to teach the chalik, learning out from the extra word isha. So Gemara says, true, you're right. Enochinami, sacred true. We learn out the yisayd of lechalik. That for every isha, every separate isha, there's a separate chai decreases, it's that separate chai of korban from the word isha. If so, the elo, chorus the achaisai lomli, so Chorab Yitzchak is right, it says next time chorus the achaisai, why don't we also dash on the Chorab Yitzchak? It's to teach us that there's only chorus and no malchus. How come we know the Chorab Kiva that there is malchus? Because what do we do with this drasha of achaisai? So when it says, lechaivai al achaisai, comes to teach us that the husband is three different ladies. One's your sister, one's your father's sister, and one's your mother's sister. So that you have three different chatois. So I need a special pasuk. What do I need a special pasuk for? Harei gufa mechlokim. There are three different ladies here. Harei shemus mechlokim. And there are three different names. Each one's a different chai decreases. So pshita b'shegi v'chai v'separate chatois. What are we in a special pasuk for? So Moshe says, no, a chiddush is like this, elo lechayvai al achosai. The cases where one lady could be all three. The case where this one lady is achosai, she's your sister. She achos oviv, she's also your father's sister. She achos imai, she's also your mother's sister. In such a case, if you live with her, even though it's one goof, but since there are three different shemos, that's the chiddush, you chayv three different chatoyot if you do it to shegi. Veichi mishkachot akum, would you find such a case like this? The rishoye bar rishoye, that the parents did have theirs live with one another to get such a mixture like this. So Rashi says, the rishoye bar rishoye, habo alimai, if the son lives with his mother, for him which stay bonus, the mother has now two daughters, which is his sisters, for chosro bo rachas mehem. Now this son, which is also the father of them, is also a sister of them, lives with one of them. And he has a son now. And now this son lives with one of them. So Achos Imai, it's his mother's sister. She Achos, it's also his own sister. And it's also Achos Abim, it's also his father's sister. So this is the way you can have one lady, that's all three. So the kids said, the Torah is teaching us in such a case, if you live with this lady, you receive three separate chatois. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. If you're b'shege, you're right here. The chai is three different chatois. So far. Kitz is not extra. This word achaisai, the chorus is not extra. It's necessary. We need it. For such a case, we need it. Right. So the Gemara so far, Reb Yitzchok, hominole, has a Yitzchok know this now. He doesn't have an extra pasuk for this. So how does Reb Yitzchok know in such a case, the kids that were, it's one goof, with different shemos, how do we know that you receive separate chatois? So what's the truth? He doesn't have a clear pasuk. Nafle mekabachayma. Learn nafle mekabachayma. How do we look at the kabachayma? The Tanya will learn like this. Omer Reb Akiva, Sha'alti et Rabbi Gamliel, Reb Yeshua B'Yitlis. I once asked Reb Gamliel and Reb Yeshua B'Yitlis in the marketplace, Shalimuyim, this place, a special marketplace, they sell meat. Butcher shop. They went to buy an animal for the chasna of Gamliel's son. They themselves went to buy the meat. So they went to buy an animal. They're making a chasna. They have to buy an animal. So in the, there by the marketplace, they asked him this question: Habo ala chosay. What's going to be if a man lives with a sister? She achosay. This also his father's sister. She achosay. My mom. What's going to be the lacha? Is chayiv al kulam? You only chayiv one because it's one goof, it's one person, or chayiv kolachas biachas because they're three different shemas, three different names. Since they didn't have this answer, mashma they didn't dash and drush with dash before from the word biachosai. Is the only word he answered back? Zulay shemanu. This exact case we do not hear about clearly. To say that you chayiv three chatois, but our shemanu learned a different case, and in that case we learn out this case also. Our Shemana learned like this. Habo al chomish noshim nidus. If one man lives with three different ladies, they're all nidus, five. Then a mechad, one forgetting, shechayiv kolachas viachas. He's chayiv five different chatois. That's the loch over there. Now they're saying the Nira and the Vomikar have a Kavachayman now. They're saying here also by this one lady, also Yechayiv three Chatois. It's one Avera, it's one name. Chayiv Akolakos Viachas, every different lady, Chayiv a different Chatois. Khan over here, Sheshlesh Shemois, he also said three different Avera, different names. Like, Oshachen, is it for sure that she be Chayiv? So the Khur of Edoch, because we don't hold no, you need a Pasuk for this. Why do we need a Pasuk? Why don't we have this Kal V'Chaymer? So a few answers. Edoch, first of all, Kal V'Chaymer Pirchu. I have a Kal V'Chaymer this Pirchu. I have a Pirchu. I can ask you a question on this Kal V'Chaymer. Now, the Nidah, she can't go from a Chokim. What's one after the other? Over there are five different ladies. But since you live with separate ladies, each one is a separate Chiyah. That's why you have a separate Chattis. By Sheikh of the Mir, it's one lady. So maybe the fact that it's one lady makes it like one big chet only. And also, Lidach Nami, Havadi Kavachem Aprichu. The other ones also know it's a good question. That you might be killing out from over here. That, of course, you have a good question over here. Rosh Mokarist in Shemin Adin. Ela Nafkulay Me Achoysa De Seifa. There's an extra again. It says Achoysa extra in the Seifa of the Kroah. It's come to teach us this type of a sister. Vidachas Achoysa De Seifa Lomli. According to Abitzah, learns from the first one. What do we do with the second one? Lechayva Al Achoysoi Bas Ozev Bas Imoi Loima Shemen Shemen Adin. He also know. It could be good before we don't know this yet. He's a second Achoysa is extra to teach us that Yechayva for your pure sister, which is both from your father and from your mother, reaches the klal of Ein Ein Shemen Adin. So without this part, if I would have thought, from a Kavachem, you could receive a punishment. Because Madach Yechayev for a half sister, for sure you should be Chayev for a whole sister. Why does the Pasuk have to say again, Achoysa, which is from your father, from your mother, reaches the klal, without this Pasuk, I would say, Ein Ein Shemen Adin. Vidach, the other man, the Yamanah, says, no, I need the second Bachoysa. In each case, there's one lady with three sisters. So how do I know the klal of an inch min adin? He boy said, one third says, Gomer oinish mi azora. I learn out oinish from the azora. So it's a question, what exactly this means, oinish mi azora. One pshan Tosis has is, the fact that this man there holds, inch min adin, yes, I make a kal v'chayma. So since there's an azora, there's a love involved, so I see the Torah gives me love, therefore I learn out the oinish also. Now the Shittah says, no, there's not called the kal v'chayma, because by the azora, the love, it says each one separately. So therefore, since I see this Nazara, that's a swallow that the Torah also gives a punishment, each one separately. But of course, he also holds the klal of Enoish Shemin Adin. Yeah. Yeah.